Small flowering houseplants not only add color and vibrancy to your indoor space, but also have the potential to improve focus and concentration. In this article, we'll provide a list of the best small flowering houseplants, along with essential care tips. Additionally, we'll discuss how some of these plants can thrive outdoors, and we'll introduce easy flowering houseplants for beginners. List of best small flowering indoor plants. Here, you can find a collection of the best small flowering houseplants with their images and pro tips to care for them. Most plants on our list must be fertilized every month. You must do it during their growing season. It will be great if you use a balanced, water-soluble fertilizer that is formulated specifically for every plant. Some plants that need another way for fertilizing, I mentioned specifically in the following. In addition, as with most houseplants, the following plants will be happy if you plant them in a well-draining potting soil that is a mix of peat moss, perlite, and vermiculite. These organic matters will provide good aeration in the soil. If you add added peat moss or coconut coir, you will improve the moisture retention ability of potting soil. African violet, St. Paulia SPP. Watering, keep the soil consistently moist without waterlogging. Lighting, bright, indirect sunlight. Propagation, leaf cuttings. Begonia, Begonia SPP. Watering, maintain consistently moist soil, but avoid overwatering. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Propagation, leaf or stem cuttings. Cyclamen, Cyclamen SPP. Watering, water from the bottom, allow the top inch of soil to dry. Lighting, cooler temperatures and indirect sunlight. Propagation, from seeds. Gloxinia, Syningia speciosa. Watering, keep soil consistently moist, but not waterlogged. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Propagation, leaf cuttings. Primrose, Primula SPP. Watering, consistently moist soil without waterlogging. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Propagation, seeds or division of established plants. Lipstick plant, Escynanthus SPP. Watering, slightly moist soil, avoid waterlogged conditions. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Propagation, stem cuttings. African mask plant, Alocasia amazonica. Watering, keep soil wet during the growing season, reduce in winter. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Propagation, division of rhizomes. Flamingo flower, Anthurium andrianum. Watering, keep soil consistently moist without waterlogging. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Fertilization, every 6 to 8 weeks during the growing season. Propagation, division during repotting. Spider plant, Chlorophytum commosum. Watering, maintain slightly moist soil. Avoid waterlogged conditions. Lighting, tolerates low light but thrives in bright, indirect light. Propagation, separating pups during repotting. Chenille plant, Acalypha hispida. Watering, thrives in high humidity environments with wet soil. Lighting, bright, indirect light. Propagation, stem cuttings. Crown of thorns, Euphorbia milii. Watering, sparingly, especially in winter, avoid overwatering. Lighting, bright, indirect light with protection from intense sun. Propagation, stem cuttings. Soil mixture, well-draining cactus or succulent mix. Lavender, Lavangula SPP. Watering, requires drier soil, avoid overwatering. Lighting, full sun, 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight daily. Fertilization, sparingly with balanced, slow-release fertilizer in spring. Propagation, stem cuttings or dividing established plants. Soil mixture, sandy, alkaline, well-draining soil. Kalanchoe, Kalanchoe SPP. Watering, slightly dry conditions, allow soil to dry between waterings. Lighting, bright, indirect light with some direct morning sunlight. Fertilization, balanced liquid fertilizer every 6 to 8 weeks during the growing season. Propagation, leaf or stem cuttings. Soil mixture, well-draining cactus or succulent mix. Impatiens, Impatiens SPP. Watering, keep soil wet but not waterlogged, thrives in high humidity, lighting, bright, indirect light or dappled shade, avoid direct sunlight. Propagation, stem cuttings or planting seeds. Small flowering houseplants for outdoor growth. When considering outdoor cultivation, be mindful of your local climate and care conditions. These small flowering houseplants can thrive outdoors. Begonia, many varieties can thrive outdoors with proper care. Protect them from frost during winter and maintain well-draining soil. Cyclamen, ideal for cool, shaded areas, avoid hot, direct sun. Primrose, suitable for cool, temperate climates with well-drained soil and afternoon shade. Spider plant, hardy and suitable for temperate climates. Crown of thorns, thrives in warm, arid climates, drought tolerant. Impatiens, ideal for shaded garden areas, protect from hot, direct sunlight. Easy flowering houseplants. If you're new to gardening and want small flowering houseplants that are easy to encourage into blooming indoors, consider these options. African violet, known for prolific and consistent flowering. Begonia, many varieties easily bloom in the right conditions. Primrose, typically flowers indoors in late winter to early spring. Kalanchoe, vibrant, long-lasting flowers, especially in winter. Impatiens, often flowers with minimal effort. Conclusion. In this comprehensive guide, we've provided a list of the best small flowering houseplants for indoor and outdoor cultivation, along with valuable care tips. Whether you're an experienced gardener or just starting out, these plants can add beauty and vitality to your living spaces. Share your thoughts and experiences with fellow readers below.